Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. This is the New Year's Eve edition, and we'll probably roll into next week as well, because with us is Jeff Pitts. He's the managing editor of City View Magazine. We visit each week about stuff to do in the metro, and we weren't together last week because of Christmas. And so I hope that you had a meaningful and fulfilling Christmas, my friend.
Yeah, it was a good one. Low-key, more low-key than it has been in other years, but it was good and relaxing. In some ways, might have been just as good that way.
I think so, yeah.
Well, do you have a nice holiday?
Every holiday is a nice holiday. My bride sees to it that even though it's a smaller group, it was just us, festivities ensued. So, it's fine. And, of course, New Year's Eve, I mean, party hats and horns and kissing people ain't happening this year.
And, you know, not much.
You know what else didn't happen? The office parties.
Oh. Yeah, that's probably right. Our office party was pretty low key.
Yeah.
It's kind of a buffet, come and go as you please, instead of, I know,
dancing on the pool table.
Right.
That happened at one of my employers.
Dancing on the pool table.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. It was at his house. He was the owner of the broadcast place.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was having a good time, so to speak. And the news girl got up on the pool table and started dancing. It was quite the scene. Same news girl, by the way, that got on a piano at a big concert in this town and was dancing on the She liked to get up on things and dance. She was cute, too. Patty Pershing was her name. I'll never forget it.
Huh.
Originally from the Des Moines area.
You ever get up on a
piano?
Some sort of something and dance?
Yes, I did. Back in the day, when I was a very young man, we would do these mobile disco shows.
Uh-huh.
Lots of radio stations did that. And we'd show up at the school or wherever it happened to be. We'd lug these huge speakers and the records and all this before tape. And before CDs, records. And we would put, do these teen dances or adult dances. And part of the shtick was we would get up on the, to rile the crowd up, we would get up on these gigantic speakers that you needed a ladder almost to get up on and then dance away. So.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's a wild time.
You should bring that back.
Yeah, don't you think?
Traveling disco? Like, I feel like that's something that could catch on.
I think so. I've got a friend
especially out in Michael Livy there on the speakers dancing.
It ain't happening. But, Tyler Hackenmiller, one of our producers for years, is now in Denver. And he has a mobile DJ thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Still the thing. All right. I'm sorry. We're just going down this rabbit hole for the past 3 minutes and apologize for that.
Amen. ARL's. Gourmet Apples pre-sale starts tomorrow.
Really?
Any idea what this is?
I'm sorry, you crashed out on me there. What?
So apparently they have gourmet apples for sale.
Really?
That'll be here in time for Valentine's Day. You can pre-order them. And,
this is ARL? You know,
it's all a fundraiser to save dogs, right?
Wow, apples.
These are four dogs. So you choose from two apples, caramel, chocolate, toffee. And then there's so those are for the humans. And then there's a special apple made uniquely for dogs with peanut butter and crushed milk bones.
Nice. I'm holding a dog right now, as a matter of fact.
What's its favorite thing to eat? Does it get peanut butter and crushed milk bones?
No, she's on a special diet, of course. What? Come on. I can't have critters that are normal. So Yofie is on a special diet because she gets bladder stones. So she has to have a certain diet.
Oh.
So she doesn't get peanut butter and milk bones.
Splatter stones. That does not sound fun.
I mean, she was just a puppy when she had her first and only one, and they had to operate on her. I mean, she was like less than a year old.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I was beside myself. But anyway, she's...
I'll bet she was also.
Right now, as a matter of fact. Laying in my arms, yeah.
You want to say hi?
She's just kind of, you know, just kind of just chilling. Chill. Yeah, just chilling.
Last chance for the Brenton Skating Plaza this weekend. Closes on the 3rd. So,
why would they close the Brenton Skating Plaza in the middle of winter?
Well, I think the idea is COVID-based. So
what?
I'm not exactly sure I follow their logic, but they're closing it early because of COVID.
So
that begs the question, why are they open at all? But I'm sure they have their reasons. I just don't know what they are.
Right. Yeah, and me either, but okay, fine.
Either way, last chance this weekend.
It is.
Unless they extend the period for some reason, but looking forward to that.
Yeah, there you go.
I have not been out there this year. Mm. Not even in the area. I usually, at some point during the season, I end up finding myself down there just watching people skate, but...
And fall down.
Yeah, and fall down and have fun and... It does look fun, but
yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Drake University women's basketball play tomorrow and on the 2nd. They're taking on Bradley at the Knapp Center.
Hate
the men also be the 3rd, so that'd be Sunday and Monday they play.
Got it.
They play at the Knapp Center. They play Southern Illinois, and they're good.
Salukis.
The Salukis of Southern Illinois. You knew it already.
Oh, yeah, I hate them. But
what is a Saluki?
It's a dog. It's some kind of a dog. That's their mascot. And I spent like a lifetime down there in Southern Illinois. And it is in Carbondale. It is the Southern Illinois Salukis.
Hmm. More sports. Iowa State plays Oregon in the bowl game this weekend. This will be not tomorrow, but the next day. So.
Is that the Saturday. Ducks? Is that the Ducks?
The Oregon Ducks. Yeah. It's a big game. This Iowa State's like maybe their best season.
Very nice.
So it's like number 10 versus number 25.
When are they playing?
This would be, it's Saturday, and it's 3 o'clock.
Saturday, 3 p.m. All right.
Iowa State versus Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl.
Nice. Fiesta Bowl.
Iowa State basketball team plays Baylor at Hilton at noon, same day. Saturday, and Iowa also Saturday plays Rutgers in basketball, 1 p.m. tip, and Iowa is good at basketball this year.
Yeah, I know.
Number 10 in the country. They slid a little bit since
Gonzaga.
Yeah, but we're watching them, and hopefully they're going to – I think they can make a run this year. They got a good team. Bucks play Sunday against the Omaha Lancers at Wells Fargo Arena.
The who Lancers?
Omaha Lancers.
Hate them.
What is a Lancer? Is that like a knight?
Yeah, kind of, you know, a washed-up knight.
What's your favorite mascot? If you had to buy a hat with a mascot on it.
Oh, I don't know. You know, so I'm right now, here's one for you. And this is a sports question. Right now, I'm wearing my hoodie from the Chicago Blackhawks hockey team.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So I'm kind of wondering if this is offensive. Because, you know, the Washington football team changed their name. Cleveland baseball team is changing their name.
Yep.
So I wonder about the NHL and Chicago Blackhawks. Is that offensive? I don't know. I don't know.
How do they get it cleared? Like, you know, I think it's Florida State.
Seminoles
that has... I believe I read somewhere they have a like an agreement with the Seminole Nation. Like it's like they have the
could be. I have no idea.
So I wonder if there's because why is it like you know certain teams catch a lot of heat for this and other teams like even the Cleveland Indians. I don't remember them catching a lot of heat for it.
Yeah,
although they must have taken enough that they're changing it. But
the Atlanta Braves
same thing.
Yeah, so see, I don't know.
They even do that tomahawk chop and
I
stuff.
Know, I know. See, I just don't know. So that's my question. NHL. Chicago Blackhawks. I don't know.
It's probably coming.
Yep.
Who knows?
Bucks versus the Omaha Lancers.
That's right. Yeah. Science Center, again, the T-Rex is on display. Sue, the T-Rex. I wonder why they named it Sue.
I know that story.
Yeah?
I believe I know that. Yeah. Sue was found in South Dakota near Dillon, if I remember correctly. And it was a big archaeological dig out there. And I don't know why they called it Sue. You know, Sioux City, Sioux. I have no idea. But anyway. But yeah. So there you go. That's where it came from anyway.
Do you have a favorite dinosaur?
No.
Maybe. I like the T-Rex.
Yeah, see, that's just full of blood and guts. I mean, you know, give me the Brontosaurus. He's just, you know, all they did was just kind of chop down leaves.
A lot of them. Those things are big.
Yeah, can you imagine? Wow.
Someone told me that Brontosaurus had two brains. It was so big it had to have two brains, one in its head and one in its tail.
Yeah.
Never verified that, and I learned it when I was six, so it might not be true. Someone might have been having some fun with me. But.
Yeah, who knows?
Historic dinners have started at Living History. You ever been to one of these? This is where they...
I think I have.
You go out to the farm, and they...
Yeah.
Pretend like it's, you know, 1875 or whatever.
1880s what like. Farm. Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got several photographs laying around that, you know, my parents, may they rest in peace, they loved it out there. And, you know, I can't remember if I ever went to a dinner, but
I did do the dinner once at, I can't remember which farm it was, but I think it was 1876.
Is that the white building, the white barn, or the white house?
Yeah, that's the one I went to. I don't remember which one's which.
That's the one, but, that's the one, yeah. Got the pump outside and all that stuff. Yeah.
It was pretty neat, and it was really good food. And, it was great. I would recommend it. That's started and going through February. And then, last thing, Big Creek State Park. Did you know they have a 10-mile snowmobile trail?
No.
And 3.5 mile of cross-country ski trails.
Really? Interesting.
Plus ice fishing tournaments occasionally and a lot of outdoor wintry activities. So just something that if you may not, you know, have at the top of your mind, that might be something to consider if you're into that sort of thing.
Big Creek. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. You know, my brother used to race snowmobiles back in the
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They had this, I remember going to a race, you know, and they had this oval, it's an oval track, and they would race around, you know, it was just crazy. So up in northern Michigan.
Huh.
Lots of snow.
Are we getting more snow? Did I hear that?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe it's coming sometime this weekend. I could look, but, you know.
Can't wait.
Right. All right. So remember, off mic, we were talking about Pitcairn Island and pirates, so you'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah. It's just these little things that happen, you know, during the week. I hadn't seen you until today, so. Yeah. All right, well, have yourself a wonderful New Year's Eve.
Yep, you too.
We kiss 2020 goodbye.
Sayonara.
Adios, hasta, bye-bye, whatever.
I wouldn't kiss it.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
It's Eve, it's the germs, but.
In the rearview mirror. All right. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, he is the managing editor of City View Magazine, coming out soon with a best of... Again, that should be kind of fun. And are people still voting on that, or is it done?
No, the voting's over. Results are in. They're secret right now, but they will be revealed here at the end of the month, first of the month.
Big deal. It's
going to be, you know, 250, 260 businesses are going to be named best of whatever they do in Des Moines, plus runners up in each category. Nice. So it's a big deal. It makes or breaks some businesses, and it's a big honor to win it.
And they use that. They use that in their marketing all year long. It's pretty cool.
Sure.
Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, the managing editor of City View Magazine. He's in with stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, for all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. A programming note, the markets are closed on New Year's Day, and that means we are too. We'll be back with the week in review on News Talk 1540 KXEL noon on Sunday. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.